a new direction. So was the theme of the Chiefs' 2013 offseason. Along with a decorated new head coach and battle-tested general manager came a new philosophy, intent on perfection and focused on one uniform goal.
Andy Reid will become the 13th head coach in Chiefs history.
This is going to revive him, and he's going to turn this organization around now.
Breaking news, the 49ers have agreed to trade Alex Smith to the Kansas City Chiefs.
West Coast quarterback, West Coast team. This is a sizable upgrade. I think it makes a lot of sense.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher.
He's a Pro Bowl left tackle.
All along, I've told you all, we'd take the best available player. He was the best available player.
It really seems like the Chiefs got a lot better in the last couple weeks.
To me, they're a playoff contender this year.
We've upgraded our roster. We've added competition. Now it's off to the training camp.
Before this new look coaching staff could instill in its team a new mindset, the right players had to be put in place. And what better time to assemble these players than with the first overall pick in the NFL draft? So on April 24th, exactly 100 days after being hired, John Dorsey found himself on the clock with a critical decision to make.
Gone by. There's four and change to go. He may be the guy, but we don't know
All right, for sure.
Turn it in.
We're going to take him.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher, tackle, Central Michigan.
So talk about a first. First time in a long time that we didn't know who the first overall pick was going to be. And a first... It's a Central Michigan Chippewa.
To be honest, draft night, I really don't even remember. I remember my phone ringing, and then it was kind of like blackout. It was something that, you know, not many people get to experience. Just watching the YouTube video of Roger Goodell calling my name brings the moment to life, and it's so cool just, you know, when he says my name. It's such an honor.
Alex, what's going on, man? Not much. You ready for another Chippewa?
Being the first pick in the NFL draft was, it's still surreal. It's such a great opportunity. There's a lot of expectations at the same time, which just makes me want to push myself more. And, you know, I expect a lot of myself.
How do you feel? I feel great. I'm so pumped to be a Kansas City Chief.
You know, I wanted to be number one in this, and the fact that that just happened is it's just awesome. Yeah, it's funny. Everybody asked me, like, what'd you do after the draft? Well, after my name was called, I did like 3 hours of media. And then I went to bed because I had to get up at 4 in the morning to come to Kansas City.
Send a very special welcome to Mr. Eric Fisher, the NFL's number one draft pick for 2013. Mr. Fisher is now on offensive tackle with the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's probably the sea of red.
It's John.
Hi, you very much.
How you doing, Eric?
Real good.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you for this opportunity.
It's a very exciting time here today. Welcome, Eric, to the Kansas City Chiefs family. Today gives you a chance to kind of see why we're excited to have him as our first pick in the 2013 draft.
Both of you need to be down the middle. Keep the bag between your legs. Keep the bag between your legs.
White Eddie.
White! There you go. Bring the hips.
White Eddie.
White! There you go. Right!
That second one was better, too. Let's move that thing about 3 yards to the right.
I've been blessed to coach some really good players, but never a draft pick drafted as high as Eric. And it's a great responsibility.
April 25th, I was the first pick, but, I come to OTAs. I'm still just a rookie like everyone else who just got here.
He's adapting to what's going on. He's not coming in scared. He's not shy. He knows he has a big task or whatever, but he comes in ready to work every day. He's always going to have rookie mistakes and stuff like that, but he has his head on straight and, pretty much just working.
Very good. Very nice. And this guy, he's got his hard hat, his lunch pail. He wants to get better, and he's humble about it. He knows he's got to earn his stripes. He knows he's got things he can improve upon. So he's really taking everything in. And again, it goes back to coachability. This is a guy that I think we can help become even better.
Do you ever watch him? Do you ever just stop and watch him?
Who's that?
Fisher.
Oh, he's athletic, isn't
he? He moves. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The first overall pick wouldn't be the only player to impress special teams coordinator Dave Tobe.
That's pretty good. Shoot another one. Shoot one more, make sure.
But the new coach had prepared for an offseason of ups and downs.
That's good. Dexter, you going today? Okay, let's go. Be careful. Good, good. Don't catch it here. I don't want to see that ball. That's a habit, man. I mean, you line up, you want to catch it here. You're setting up for it. That's your comfort zone. Go. Good. All right. We might have fixed something. Good. Good job. That's what we need all the time.
Haymakers on three. One, two, three.
Haymakers. I'm radioactive today.
You're radioactive today.
Yeah, I just want you guys to know something. I'm wired today, so you know.
What, have 5 hour energy or what?
No, I'm wired up.
Oh, you're mic'd up?
Yeah.
Dave, I don't appreciate all this verbal abuse you've been giving us.
Yeah. I don't mind the verbal, just the physical stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that black eye Colt had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right? Call flow, wasn't it?
Best period of day coming up. Let's go. Let's go. 40-yard line. Punt return. Now protect first. Protect and cover. Protect and cover. Hit it, hit it, hit it. Stay on your feet. All right, twos are up, twos. Put that ball away, put that ball away. Threes are up, threes. That's the way to get lined up, guys. That's the way to get lined up. Blue, blue, blue. Nice job, good rep, good rep. Hey, Edgar. That tandem is coming to get you. You gotta split that, you can't go that way. And you got to come down in there. I mean, you're out of control. That tandem's right there. That's you. You got to split that middle. Okay, guys, play fast. Set, hit. Here we go, kickoff. Here we go, kickoff. Good. There you go, Bailey. Good job. That was good practice. Good job. Good job.
What is that?
Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint, a new head coach and his quarterback get accustomed not only to each other, but to the exciting new offense that will be revealed in the 2013 season. Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle, and the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
Tell me where you went with it.
I felt like I was down the middle, then I came up to the right.
I thought you went like this. You were down the middle, and then you looked here, and then came back there.
Here we go now.
That's all day. All day. You can do whatever you want. You got the keys to the car.
Hold up.
The two most significant additions to the 2013 Chiefs team would spend much of the offseason familiarizing themselves with one another. Coach Andy Reid's offense was new to everybody, but newly acquired quarterback Alex Smith was particularly dedicated to ingraining the new system in himself and his teammates.
Good feet on this now, 11. I'll tell you what, take it from the line and you call it.
Yeah.
Right? Take it, take it, take it.
Here we go. Hey, spread right, spread right, spread
there
right.
There we go, baby. There we go. Chin straps. On it!
We've gotten a lot of work in, I mean, which is what it's about at this point. It's early, right? I mean, it's all the obvious stuff, new offense, new system, new coaching staff, a lot of new faces around here. But I mean, the most important part is just getting the work in.
New quarterback, new coach, like the first day of school every day.
There's a lot on everyone's plate, and I think we're doing a good job of kind of getting the kinks out.
All right, bring it back. Next play, we're rolling. Next play, let's go. Everybody's got to listen, man. Hey, when you're up here, we are focused like a son of a buck, man. Let's go. Quickly, quickly.
He wants perfection out of guys. He's not going to show favoritism. You know, if you've been there 5-10 years, he's going to treat you just as he treat the rookies. He don't want nobody to feel out of place, and he's gonna coach you the right way.
Hey, let's go. We're not walking. Come on, man. Nice, right? Nice. Good. Now go. There you go, baby.
He's a hardworking coach. He demands everything to be right. But at the same time, he do joke. Some jokes, I don't know so much.
How good do your fat cells feel right now, man? They're doing backflips. Time's wasting. Sun's going down in Miami, baby. Let's go.
I think the great thing about it is that we can do anything. This isn't a cookie cutter offense. This is going to be different. This is going to play to our strengths, what we do well, and it can be anything. And I think that's the thing I didn't really realize coming in, how open-minded the staff is, how open-minded Coach Reid is, you know, to doing new things, trying new things, playing to our strengths.
Alex has the intangibles that are hard to find, but you need on a football team, and in particular at that position. He's a very well-respected player. You can see where the guys believe in him here. When he speaks, they listen.
Get up! Nice, nice. That's why you reduce it. How good is that, man? We just cut that field right in half right there.
Coach Reid, obviously, been around a lot of great quarterbacks, coached them, been around a lot of great offenses. You know, and then to have Coach Peterson that played the position, Coach Nagy played the position. So it's nice to have guys that have been back there as well and know what it's like.
Ultimately, it comes down from Coach Reid and through myself as coordinator. But as long as we're saying the same things, the quarterbacks are getting the same message, they can portray that same message to the rest of the team.
What kind of coverage did you have inside?
Two man.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
The thing that I think you see is we all contribute. We all listen to each other. We all respect each other. And normally in those type of situations, normally good things come out.
Hey, we got 4 plays here, baby, to dominate. I'm going to tell you what, 24, we're coming now, baby. Let it go. There you go. There you go.
Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint.
We're over here, D. We're over on this side. Let's go. Nice, right there. Here we go.
A defensive unit that boasted 4 Pro Bowlers in 2012 added several more weapons in free agency. Now, this confident group is getting accustomed to an aggressive new scheme. As the waves of change spread through the Chiefs' kingdom this offseason, one thing remains constant on the practice fields at Arrowhead, the 3-4 defense. Just like in the previous 4 seasons, the 2013 Chiefs defense will play with 3 defensive linemen and 4 linebackers. But while the ratio of linebackers to linemen will remain the same, this Chiefs defense will look entirely different come fall.
It's pretty different. There's a lot of moving parts.
It's aggressive attack style defense.
Demanding more mentally.
A lot of moving parts.
Blitzing, covering different receivers, covering tight ends.
Definitely going out there quarterback, and that means that us guys on the outside, us corners, we got to hold up.
We're over here, D. We're over on this side. Let's go. Nice, right there. Here we go.
Coach Sutton is a attack style defense kind of guy. He's going to allow me to cover tight ends at times, cover backs. Blitz off the edge, blitz up the middle. So it's going to be one of those defenses where you never know who's coming.
The system is based on 3-4 personnel, which is no different than what we had played here at Kansas City in the past. The style is a little bit different. It is a little more aggressive just in the base defense.
Drive it! Get out of the stack! Push! Get out! Finish! That's the way to finish, Eric! Way to finish! All right, here we go. Let's go. These are all third downs, fellas. Here we go. We got to win these.
When you're in a 16-game season in the National Football League, you're going to have ups and downs. And, you know, if you really want to be able to sustain no matter what happens, you have to develop, you know, this method, this culture of like I tell the players, I'll tell you how we're going to do business.
Today, let's rock out here. Let's have some fun. Let's enjoy it, baby. Let's go. Let's have some fun and get after it, okay? Well, everybody to the ball now. Let's go.
Bob's a great guy. You know, he's a great guy. He's a fun coach to play for. He really gets us going. You know, he knows football a lot, so he gets the point across to us, you know, fairly easy.
But make a hard move first, you know what I mean? Just do it and then react to that block.
He's a D coordinator, so it's important for him to know, you know, each level of the defense, and I think he does a real good job with that.
And if this guy's down on you, you gradually can work across. You don't have to beat him on the snap. Okay. Yeah, if he goes flat, you're across. If he's high, you just beat the double team. Oh, what's up today? Huh? You ready to roll?
He's a genius. Yeah, he knows everything that's going on with everybody at every point in time. He almost knows what you're going to do before you do it. So he's a real good coach for all positions.
One key to Bob Sutton's defense, strong cornerback play. This offseason, the Chiefs were active in free agency, signing top corner Sean Smith and Dante Robinson, bolstering a defensive back group that will face a lot of pressure in 2013.
We brought in a lot of playmakers. Everybody want to go out there and be the man to make a play to change the game.
These guys are a very young, hungry crew. You know, Eric Berry, Flowers, Kendrick, Sean, and then you add me, the old man. You know, you got a lot of youth and you got a lot of experience.
We have very unique and individual traits that make us all special.
To really play, you know, in the NFL today, you're going to need multiple people back there.
In the NFL, it's all about matching up. So, you know, when we have three corners, we know you can go out there and play at a very high level. It makes the coach's job a whole lot easier.
Big thing we got to do is if we have leverage, we want to keep our leverage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dante's a very experienced corner in the NFL. You know, he's a very physical player, certainly not afraid to mix it up. So he brings that dimension, which, you know, we think is important.
Here we go, D. Let's go. Challenge. No easy throws.
You know, the way we play, there's a lot of pressure on those corners out there. They're by themselves a lot, so that's important for guys to not only have the talent and the skill, but you have to have a certain mentality.
I know Coach wants me to get up there and press. You know, I'm a very big cornerback. I like using my hands. I'm very hands-on out there as a wide receiver, so you better come ready to play if you're a corner, especially in this defense.
Sean is, you know, one of the bigger corners in the league, obviously. Long arm, big, gets his hands on you. And can run, you know, for a big man, he can run pretty good. Those are both guys that should be really positive additions for our back end.
We challenge each other every day. We go out and have a lot of fun. And we go out and make plays. And if you want to be good, you know, you have to have that chemistry with each other. And we're developing that chemistry.
All right, good work today, huh? Both sides, man, challenging each other. Offense got a little bit. Defense came back at the end. That's how you got to work it, right? That's how you work it, man. Short memory in the National Football League. One play at a time, short memory. Break us down right here, John. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We're young in the process. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. We're not there yet. Training camp will be very important as we finish up OTAs and work in a training camp. It's a mindset and an approach and a work ethic, all those things that will take place over the next few months to get ready for this.
We've made great strides since that first mini camp we had back in April. We've come so far, really, and it feels like we've been together for a few years now. We've seen the improvement day in and day out, and really, you got to have the momentum going into camp. I'm excited in the direction in which we're going and really look forward to wrapping this up and getting into camp.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be a physical camp. It's going to be a demanding few weeks there.
I'm very confident. This 2013 season is going to get started pretty soon. Training camp is around the corner. And when training camp hits, that's when the real bullets start flying.
As training camp approaches, each day brings this team closer to kickoff of the 2013 season. And after an offseason dedicated to change and improvements, all eyes will be on the Chiefs every step of the way. Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle, and kcchiefs.com for all the latest Chiefs news and information.
toss power trap.